I'm Coach Lori, and this is Enough. Enough about owning your stuff, or enough about not blaming others. There are a lot of different types of coaches. For instance, my daughter-in-law is a health coach, and I am working with her, and it is very wonderful because coaches need a coach. Counselors need a counselor. It's a good accountability. But I am also not only a life coach, a purpose coach, but I am a recovery coach. And what I love about working with drug addicts and alcoholics is this is how I know when they're doing well. They'll present an issue and they'll say, hey, that's on me. Hey, I created that situation. I have to fix it. And they take responsibility for their stuff. When I hear them blaming everybody else, this is because he did this to me, or I lost my job because of this person, or anything like that. When the blame happens, I know they are not doing well and maybe possibly using again. Because in recovery, there's a few things people really know. And one is that they need a daily connection to their higher power. Two is they need to serve. And I love that. I think we all could use these daily practices. But the other one is owning their stuff, taking responsibility for what is theirs. And so often it's easy for us to either tell a little white lie maybe, or say, I didn't do that, or respond to somebody defensively when it's pointed out something we did. But it is a huge step of maturity to own what we did. I remember a long time ago, I used to do a lot of sewing for the horse community. And one gal asked me to sew some things onto her Western shirt. And when I was done, I gave it to her and she's like, no, you've got to iron it. Well, I don't like to iron. I'm not a good ironer. And I ironed it and I burnt it and then I had to repair it and it turned into a nightmare. And, you know, when she called for it, I'm like, not quite done. I burnt it. And she was really upset because she thought maybe I'd ruined her shirt. And in a way I had, but I was able to fix it. But I could have easily just not owned up to that, or just said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late, I got distracted, or made up some kind of excuse. But I think there's a lot to be said for just being honest about who we are, what we've done, what we're responsible for, and taking responsibility for what is ours and not shifting the blame to other people. And honestly, it feels really good. If you want to know more about coaching, check out my website, coachlori.com. Also, check out my Coach Lori Facebook page because my co-host here in the afternoon, AJ, who is amazing, he and I do a little coaching moment every day, and it's kind of fun. So I'm Coach Lori, and this is Enough.